It is said in hadith that if somebody recites salawat loudly, it has a good effect. That is going to remove, it removes the hypocrisy. It removes hypocrisy. Please say one more salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا ظہور امام زمانہ کے لیے صلوات پڑھیں اللہم صلی علی محمد ولعنت اللہ علی اعدائہم وظالمیہم وغاصبی حقوقہم لعنت الدائمۃ من الان الی قیام یوم الدین اما بعد فقال اللہ الحکیم فی کتابہ المبین وہو اصدق القائلین وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنكحوا الأيام منكم والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم وإن يكونوا فقراء يغنهم الله من فضله والله واسع عليم صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
Ladies' voice is better than yours. Can you say salawat one more time? I wish I could recite the Majlis Sadr Sahib. Please say one more salawat. Today is the 10th of month of Ramadan. That means a portion of Ramadan is already ended. One portion of Ramadan is ended. It's over. We may have lost the opportunity to the very first 10 days of holy month of Ramadan. That Allah gave us and granted us many, many opportunities. But still, we have time. It's passing very quickly. You know, good moments pass very quickly. Blissful moments pass very quickly. But bad moments pass very slow. And we are giving up. Every day we are giving up. Every minute is going from our hands. A day is going to come that you are going to feel that it's day of Eid. You know, many people, they start calling that as a day of Eid. But our fourth Imam, Zainul Abideen alayhi salatu wassalam, when he says salam to month of Ramadan, when he says salute to the month of Ramadan, at that time he says, As-salamu alayka Ya Eida Awliya'i. As-salamu alayka Ya Eida Awliya'i. Our salute upon you, O the month that is celebration for Awliya. What is real celebration. Real celebration is when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Real celebration is when we are in the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Real celebration can be when we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you remember that hadith that our Mawla Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, has given the definition of Eid according to Imam. Definition of Eid. He said, يَوْمٌ لَا تُعُسَى فِيهِ هُوَ يَوْمٌ عِيد. The day when people do not commit any disobedience, جس دن کوئی نافرمانی نہ کی جائے وہ عید کا دن ہے. The day you don't commit any disobedience. And Eid, it means to celebrate, right? To be satisfied, to be comfortable. When we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the point that when we become satisfied. And if we feel satisfied, if we feel comfortable, that is the point that we should celebrate. In month of Ramadan, we become comfortable, that we are obedient. We are obedient to Him. And if we are obedient to Him, then we should celebrate. Before I speak to about my subject continuously, and the family values, there was a question that was raised. I would just request that if there are questions that are specific, that can be addressed in a personal manner as well, because the subject has to be continued. One of the verses of Quran that says, يَوْمٌ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بُنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. A verse of Quran, it speaks about a day, a specific day. A specific day, about that day, the quality has been mentioned. يَوْمُ اللَّا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. You know, whatever we invest in this world, it is for two reasons. There are only two reasons in this world that we do. Either we invest our wealth, maal, or we invest for our children. الْمَالُ وَالْبَنُونَ زِينَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Is there anything else in this world? Is there anything else in this world other than maal and children, wealth and the children? Our parents, they used to do job or businesses that they can raise their children, and we do our job and businesses that we can spend our life in this world and we can raise our children. That is what we do. Al-maalu wal-banoon. That means if you conclude whole life of this world, whole life of this world, that becomes two properties. There are two properties. If anybody says, what does it mean when we say dunya? What is dunya? Dunya se kya murad hai? Agar koi humse puche dunya se kya murad hai? To jawab mein hum kya keh sakte hain? Al-malu wal-banu. Either the wealth or children. These are two things that are called dunya. Al-malu wal-banun zinatul hayati dunya. Wealth and children are actually property of this world. Ornament of this world. In other words, there is no mean for that. There is no meaning for that. In other words, they are not going to be beneficial. Now, what is something that my maal, my properties are going to do in the other world? Because properties are not going to remain. Dunya ki koi shay agli dunya mein jane wali nahi. Is dunya ki kuch cheezein jane wali. Then Quran has said, illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Unless if somebody comes with a heart that is a sound heart, a submissive heart, a heart that is submitted before Allah. Can you please say salawat? So for the other world, what is required, that is sound heart is required. A submissive heart is required. A qalb salim is required. So dear brothers and sisters, if we keep investing in this world on these two properties, either making our bank balance. So many people, they have bank balance. Let me ask them where it is used. What is the use of that? Let's say if I have 10,000 in my bank. Bank will keep sending the balance sheet and I will keep looking at that. End of month, they are going to send a balance sheet, or either I'm going to check through the online in balance sheet, oh, that's it. I have 10,000. Then next month, I say it's 11,000. Then next month, I can say 12,000. What is the use of that? If it keeps piling, is there any use for that? There's no use for that. Up till it keeps piling, there's no use for that. Unless if you use that. And many people, they don't have opportunity to use that as well. Believe me, there are many people, those who don't have opportunity. They will die, but they will not use that. And if we don't use, then Quran has said, La yanfa'u malun wa banun wala banun. This wealth is not going to be beneficial in the other world. If wealth is used for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if wealth is used for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's going to be beneficial. What is going to be beneficial? Benefit is going to be the sadaqah that we have used, the zakat that we have used. Or unless we spend on our children that they can grow up, we spend on our life, that our life can be better. Many people, even they don't have opportunity that they can have better life. Only banks are taking benefit of that. Only banks are taking benefit of that. So dear brothers and sisters, what is important for the other world? Illa bi qalbin saleem. This is the month to train ourselves with a qalb saleem. Month of Ramadan makes people with qalb saleem, a heart that is submissive heart. Can you please say salawat? Again, you failed in saying salawat. I don't know, today, aaj koi aap logon ne seri nahi khayi hai, kya masla hoga? Bhai, roza itna to nahi lagana chahiye, salawat padhna mushkil ho jaye, ek martaba salawat padh. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali. Salawat to roze mein taro taazgi paida karti hai, dilon ko roshan karti hai, dimag ko nurani karti hai, زبان کو پاکیزہ کرتی ہے, فضا کو معطر کرتی ہے, مجلس کو پر رونق کرتی ہے. یہ مجلس کی زینت ہے, صلوات مجلس کی زینت ہے. ایک مرتبہ پھر بھی صلوات پڑھ لیں. So let us continue with our subject that we are having discussion about that. After having a few days discussion about the spouse selection, I would like to conclude with that. We discussed that there are various important things that we are supposed to look at that. Some of the things are regarding our religion. Some of the things that are regarding our physical form that we need to see. We have to see the morality. We have to see the mental level of the people. Those are the things that we need to consider before we like to step up and take the decision. Today I would like to discuss another matter that is very important in our society, and that is facilitating the marriage. Facilitating the marriage. Unfortunately, in our communities, it has become tradition that we as parents keep delay, and our youth also keep delaying the marriage. And this delaying the marriage, it has no use. It becomes problematic that we keep committing the sins or delaying the benefits of the marriage. There can be two kind of the harms if somebody delays the marriage. One of the problems that is going to occur if we keep delaying the marriage, the peak time of the marriage, you know, the tree at a time, it's green, it has its fruits, it has its shadow. That is the point that you need to look after that. A young man, when he becomes in the age of youth, that is the time when he needs to get married. And when he lost that time of youth, he will not be able to enjoy the marriage. He will lose the joyous of the marriage. There is no point to get married. You know, the Western world, they gave us something. Actually, we are inherited from the Western world. Today we came into the Western world, and there are many problems that have occurred because of coming into the Western world. Western people, English people, they keep delaying. They do everything else, and when they think that they have become now mature, in the age of 40. In the age of 40, they think that now they've become mature. That means before that they were children. Now they've become mature. And in the age of 40, they get married. And in the age of 41 or 42, somebody's going to have a child. So you think a child, that is one day child, and a father that is 41 years old, he does not know the requirement of children and does not match with the age of the child as well. There is plenty gap between this child and the father and the parents. So when you have that longer gap between the children and the parents, definitely children are not going to enjoy. And the joys that a young man and woman they have to take, those joys are also gone. That joyous is not there. Ek mushkil, jawano ki jawani unke haathon se chali jati. Unka shabab jisse istifada karna chahiye, unki youth age unke haathon se chali jati. Aur phir agar shaadi kar le to shaadi ka wo fayda nahi hoga. Wo samra jo Islam lena chahta hai. Islam kehta hai ankhul ayama minkum. تم میں سے جو جوان ہو جائیں ان کی جوانی میں شادی کرو تاکہ وہ جوانی کے ثمرات کو حاصل کر سکیں, ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ جوان ملیں اور جوانی میں اپنے لیے اپنی آخرت کے لیے سامان بنائیں. لہذا شاعر نے کہا ہے, جوانی میں عدم کے واسطے سامان کر غافل, جوانی میں عدم کے واسطے سامان کر غافل, مسافر شب کو چلتے ہیں جو جانا دور ہوتا ہے. مسافر شب کو چلتے ہیں جو جانا دور ہوتا ہے. You know, if you like to take a longer distance, go to the longer distance, then you prepare yourself from the night, right? You don't prepare in the morning. If you start preparing in the morning, then the day is going to be passing. Similarly, if you like to go to the longer distances of life and prolong your life, then you have to start your journey from very young age. In the age of youth, you need to prepare yourself. To shaadi ki bhi ek age hai jisko Islam ne age qarar diya. Kaun si age hai, kis age mein shaadi karni chahiye, shaadi ki umr kya hai, kya Quran Kareem ne iske mutalliq kuch kaha hai, kya koi khaas limit bayan ki hai? آپ حضرات صلوات پڑھیں ایک مرتبہ. قرآن کریم فرماتا ہے, أنكح الأيام منكم والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم. الصالحین کے دو معنی ہیں، ایک وہ جو صالح ہوں، نیک ہوں، پرہیزگار ہوں، ایک معنی صالح کا یہ ہے کہ جس میں صلاحیت پائی جاتی ہو، کیپیبلٹی پائی جاتی ہو، دا ون ہو کین مینج ہز لائف، دا ون ہو کین مینج ہز وائف، دا ون ہو کین مینج ہز ہاؤس، دیز پیپل دے آر in the age of marriage. But unfortunately, we keep considering our children as children until 20, then 21, then 25. And we keep treating them as children as well. We keep treating them as children. Islam said, a youth becomes baligh in the age of 15. A young boy becomes baligh in the age of 15. A girl becomes baligh in the age of, anybody knows? 9. In the age of 9. She becomes baligh in the age of 9. A boy becomes baligh in the age of 15. While a girl becomes 15, she is being baligh how many years? 6 years. She has been baligh from 6 years. That means in the age of 15, a female is mature female because she has spent her life 6 years in the age of bulugh. But still, you know, maybe somebody can say she's not capable to get married. Maybe somebody can say, but in some of the cases, yes, it is. That if you like to see the life of the role model in this world, the one who became mother of Aimma alayhim salam, the one who is being said Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen, Fatimatu Zahra salamullahi alayha, anybody knows that in what age Hazrat Sayyida she got married? Young man said 12. How old she was in her life? How old she spent the life? What was the age of Fatima Zahra? When she got martyred? In 18. She got martyred in 18. How many children she had at the age of 18? 4. Is that right? 4. Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Hazrat Zainab, Umm Kulthum. You know, sometimes we keep hearing somebody sits in the majlis at the member and he keeps saying many things and we keep hearing and go back. We don't think about those things. We never thought about that. That the one who became role model for all the ladies in this world, she only spent 18 years old, 18 years in this world. But in 18 years, she became important than the previous ladies of the world. And the ladies of the world until the day of judgment, as Prophet said, Fatima tu sayyidat nisa'il alameen min al awwaleen wal akhireen. Fatima wo azim khatoon hai ki jo guzashta auraton ki sardar hai aur aane wali auraton ki bhi sardar hai. 18 saal mein ye kamal anjaam diya. 18 saal, just in 18 years she became over the centuries, she became over the centuries. She took control of the centuries. She became leader of the centuries in 18 years. If she's role model, then let us see. According to some of the narrators, it said she became married in the age of 9. Right? She became married in the age of 9. And she had 9 years after the marriage that she spent with Amirul Mu'mineen. So I can understand that today if you say somebody that get married in 9 years, they're going to laugh. Oh my God, what are they talking about? Is that a joke? But if it was a joke, then how that was possible in the life of this infallible personality? How she became a personality that became role model? Yes, her life is different than the lives of the rest of people. It is said, if you like to speak about the day in the life of Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha, and compare with the days of the rest of people, ordinary people, her one day is equal to the 30 days of a normal person. A day in the life of Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha and the days in the life of ordinary people, comparing that, one day is equal to the 30 days. Now you can multiply. Who is good in the math? Anybody good in the math? Say that what is going to be 18 years. If one day of a life, yes, 540, mashallah. See, we have young man is good in the math. Please say salawat for him. That means when youth become capable to get married, that is the point that they have to get married. It's capability, how we can judge the capability? They can drive. They can run around. They can do businesses. If you ask them, you should go and buy something, they're going to buy exactly that thing. Tumam kaam jo aap kahein, aapke tumam kaam anjaam dene ke liye taiyar hain. अगर आप उन घर में छोड़कर चले जाएं तो पूरा घर मैनेज कर सकते हैं. अगर उनको यूनिवर्सिटी भेज दें तो यूनिवर्सिटी को मैनेज कर रहे हैं, अपने फ्रेंड्स को मैनेज कर रहे हैं, लोगों के साथ ताल्लुकात उनके अच्छे हैं, उनकी सोशल ज़िंदगी है, उनकी तमाम किस्म की ज़िंदगी अगर आप देखें तो उससे मालूम हो जाता है कि आदमी अपने आप को मैनेज कर रहा है. इज़ मैनेजिंग हिमसेल्फ, दे आर मैनेजिंग हिमसेल्फ. इफ समबडी कैन मैनेज हिज लाइफ और हर लाइफ, दैट इज़ द पॉइंट दैट दे हैव टू गेट मैरिड. And although marriage has been said, it is recommended, it's sunnah. An-nikahu sunnati. It's not wajib. But is there any point that when marriage becomes wajib? Have you ever thought about that? Is there any point when marriage becomes wajib in our life? Yes. In some of the cases, marriage becomes wajib for us. The point that when I cannot be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I know that I'm committing sins and I am being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of not getting married, at that time it becomes wajib for somebody that he has to get married. It becomes wajib. Because obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wajib. Why somebody has to be sitting on the computer and keep chatting with the girls outside? Why we have to keep using Facebook and WhatsApp in order to chat with one another? Why? What we need to do? We need to get married. Let us find one girl rather than thousands. Rather than making a list of the girls in your list as your friends. Make one as your friend and get married with her. Rather than girls, they keep chatting with the boys and making boyfriends outside and making a list of the boyfriends. Let us make one boyfriend according to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make him please. Let us make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala please. This is month of Ramadan. Let us think about that. You know, we follow the path of Sayyida, Khadijatul Kubra, Fatimatul Zahra. Hazrat Khadija ne apni zindagi Payambar ke saath guzari. Zindagi ka har lamha Payambar ke saath guzara. اگرچہ بعض روایات نے جو ایج حضرت خدیجہ کے متعلق بیان کی ہے وہ درست نہیں ہے، لیکن بہرحال تاریخ ہے، دوسروں کی لکھی ہوئی ہے اور ہمارے پاس کوئی چوائس نہیں ہے، اسی کی تاریخ کو ہم لیتے ہیں۔ لیکن عزیزان گرامی، حضرت خدیجہ نے کچھ اس طرح سے پیغمبر کے ساتھ زندگی بسر کی کہ یہ بی بی پیغمبر کی زندگی کا حصہ بن گئی۔ ایک خاتون کو شوہر کے ساتھ اس طرح زندگی بسر کرنی چاہیے جیسے خدیجہ نے زندگی بسر کی، شوہر کی زندگی کا حصہ بن گئی۔ پیغمبر بی بی کی رحلت کے بعد اگر کبھی گھر میں کوئی چیز ذبح کرتے تھے، اگر کبھی کسی دمبا کو ذبح کیا، کسی بکری کو ذبح کیا، تو حضرت کہتے تھے سب سے پہلے خدیجہ کے دوستوں کو بھیجے۔ کبھی پیغمبر بی بی کی رحلت کے بعد حضرت خدیجہ کی توہین برداشت نہیں کرتے تھے مرنے کے بعد۔ بسا اوقات ہم ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ زندگی بسر کرتے ہیں، بیوی دعا کر رہی ہوتی ہے شوہر مر جائے، کبھی شوہر دعا کر رہا ہوتا ہے یہ بیوی کب مرے گی، کب اس سے جان چھوٹے گی، کب جان چھوٹے گی۔ لیکن حضرت خدیجہ پیغمبر کی زندگی میں اس طرح داخل ہو گئی کہ مرنے کے بعد بھی جس کی یاد ہمیشہ زندہ رہی وہ خدیجہ ہے، جس کی یاد کچھ اس طرح زندہ رہی کہ پیغمبر اگر کوئی توہین سے نام لیتا تھا، عائشہ نے ایک مرتبہ پیغمبر کی بارگاہ میں کہا، وہ تو ایک بوڑھی عورت تھی، پیغمبر نے غضب میں آ کر کہا کبھی خدیجہ کے لیے جملہ نہ کہنا، خدیجہ نے اس وقت میرا ساتھ دیا ہے جب میرا کوئی ساتھ دینے والا نہیں تھا، خدیجہ نے اس وقت اسلام قبول کیا ہے جس وقت کوئی اسلام قبول کرنے والا نہیں تھا، خدیجہ نے اس وقت نماز پڑھی ہے جب کوئی نماز پڑھنے والا نہیں تھا۔ دیکھا یہ زندگی میں داخل ہو، اور خدیجہ کا وہ مقام بنا عزیزان گرامی، امام حسن مجتبیٰ نے یاد کیا، اور کربلا کی سرزمین پہ جب مظلوم کربلا نے، صرف ایک جملہ کر کے کہہ کے اپنی گفتگو ختم کرتا ہوں، کربلا کی سرزمین پہ جب مظلوم کربلا نے اپنا تعارف پیش کرنا شروع کیا، مظلوم کربلا نے اپنا تعارف پیش کیا، عجیب بات ہے، حسین کربلا کی سرزمین پہ کبھی یہ کہہ رہے تھے انشدکم باللہ، میں اللہ کی قسم اٹھاتا ہوں، حل تعلموننی، کیا مجھے جانتے ہو، اے لوگو کیا مجھے جانتے ہو، انا ابن بنت رسول اللہ، میں تمہارے رسول کی بیٹی کا بیٹا ہوں، اے لوگو مجھے پہچان لو۔ جواب میں یہ کہتے تھے ہم تجھے اچھی طرح جانتے ہیں۔ پھر کہا انشدکم باللہ، میں تمہارے سامنے اللہ کی قسم اٹھاتا ہوں، انا ابن خدیجہ الکبریٰ، نہ جانے ابا عبداللہ الحسین کو حضرت خدیجہ پہ کتنا فخر تھا، میری دادی خدیجہ الکبریٰ ہے، کربلا کے سرزمین پہ نام لیا اپنی جد امجد کا، میرے سلام ہوں مظلوم کربلا پہ، میرے سلام ہوں زمین نئے نوا پہ، میرے سلام ہوں اس تربت پہ جو خاک شفا ٹھہری، میرے سلام ہوں خون کے اس ہر قطرے پہ جو کربلا کی سرزمین پہ بہا اور کربلا کی سرزمین خاک شفا بن گئی۔ صلی اللہ علیک یا ابا عبد اللہ وعلی الارواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله ابدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم۔ مفہوم سب مل کر کہیں. السلام علی الحسین وعلی علی ابن الحسین وعلی اولاد الحسین وعلی اصحاب الحسین. السلام علیکم جميعا ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نماز جماعت میں جب برادران شرکت کرتے ہیں تو نماز جماعت کی پہلی دو رکعت میں امام کے پیچھے کچھ پڑھا نہیں جاتا ہے, قراءت میں کچھ پڑھا نہیں جاتا ہے. اٹس امپورٹنٹ دیٹ وی ہیو ٹو اسٹے سائلنٹ اف امام از ریسائٹنگ قراءت ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم. وی نیڈ ٹو اسٹے سائلنٹ اینڈ وی آر ناٹ سپوز ٹو ریڈ اینی تھنگ ان دا فسٹ ٹو رکعت, بٹ ان دا سیکنڈ ٹو رکعت either we are going to recite tasbihat arba or we are going to recite surah alhamd. Please say salawat.